Okay, everyone, so it is the Wise Words of Wungan, so I wasn't able to call in, but I'm in now. Where is Marvell? I tried to call Marvell to get him in. Double R, you still in the car?
I seen
Mark try to call me, but I'm in Clear Lake, so didn't have a good, chance to get at y'all. But I'm back. We back. It's going to cost me to be on this show today, and that's how I go, right? So, hey, y'all go ahead and introduce yourself. Double R in the car.
Yeah, with Double R in the car, wake up everybody. My vote is not for free. No reparations, no vote. Let's give.
I say, Mark the Disciple. Mark the Disciple.
Grand Rising Kings and Queens, this is a beautiful day, and I can't wait to get away. And I'm going to tell you, man, I thought you were asleep because you was up all night fishing.
I was. I just happened to get on up. We got Big Money Grip. Big Money Grip. Big Money. Mama Michelle.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody, kings and queens. Just want to say it's a beautiful day out here in Monterey, California. And once again, I want to reiterate the message for today is we can agree to disagree. And everybody's opinions matter. I digress.
All right. And so I didn't really catch the full show. I caught some of the show yesterday, and it was with what I heard. I want to apologize to anyone that felt any type of way on this radio show. We're not here to make you feel any type of way. We're trying to get this stuff done, man. For so many years, we haven't been able to connect the dots because it's always something that stops us from connecting the dots. On this show, we need to start thinking about how can we be a people of peace to move the needle for us. Everybody else, like I said, they can disagree, but when it's time to put something together, they put their feelings aside, they put their emotions aside, and they really put in work. And so what I'm asking is that we, as a people, put in this work that is needed. And here's who our host with the most. Mr. Marvell Wilson. I got Larry Jones on and Sister Clarice. Sister Clarice, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Good morning. It's a beautiful morning. I'm glad to be. It was a beautiful show. It ended up very nice. It was very, very nice. It was a powerful show.
That's the way you go, right? Okay, and then we got Larry Jones.
Good morning, everybody. I'm blessed to be awake. This morning. There are some people that didn't wake this morning.
Okay, go ahead.
So I want everybody to have a good day today.
All right. And then we have our host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson.
Good morning, fishers of men. Thank you very much, everyone, for once again being accountable in your presence and ready to participate. And thank our listening audience for the patience they've shown and the support they've given. We're very appreciative of that. We'll get everyone in the house. I have a distinction I want to draw. So be prepared. Hold on, excuse me, but I meant to mention, all the sounds that we're hearing is probably Kim having fun on the water, and we're hearing the little sounds and stuff, but I guess this is the one executive privilege that we can tolerate it coming from his background because of the work he does. He deserves to have some leisure, and he's still participating even at his leisure. So bear with that, the sounds of fish being caught and people getting ready to catch them, and people all excited and in their reverie out on that water. So I think that's what we're hearing. But if it is, we can work with it, I'm thinking.
Good morning. Could I talk?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
My name is Wally Sabri, man. I'm from South Central, but I stay in Lancaster now. So I'm just I want to you know drop some words a little bit on H.R. 40 reparation. See, in memory of our ancestors. So what I'm trying to say to you is, you know, reparation is overdue. You know what I'm saying? They didn't brutalize our people. They didn't misled our people. They didn't misinform our people. They against our people. They did everything under the sun. So I want our people to stand up and come together, man, so we can get this reparation. They owe us, man. And we have to, you know, we got to make them see the blood on their hand, man. So we have to, you know, stand up for truth, man. See, God want us to come together, man, with unity in the community. So we have to, you know, come together, man, where we can really be successful, because they owe us land to be able to live free, man. You don't pay no rent. You see what I'm saying? So my thing is, we have to really, you know, reorganize ourselves, man, as men and women, and come back to the community, man. Because, see, when they build this, when they build a constitution, they build it with the intention for them. You see what I'm saying? So they build it for just Europeans. So now we have to respect, you know, that they're in violation, man, of due process and equal protection. They're in violation by, building the Constitution up like that. You're supposed to be fair and just to everybody. And so we have to, you know, we have to stand tall. And, you know, black man, black woman, we have to stand tall together where we can really be successful, you know, this day and time. And so they owe us, you know, the rest of our life, man, you see. And we want land, want property, we want everything. I just wanted to say a few things, man. We might have to come to your radio station, wherever that's at, you know, the will of God. So, but I just wanted to say a few things, you know, because you know big money. He gave me the number. So that's my Conrad, man. We've been pushing this movement almost 35 years. So we love you, man, and keep doing what you're supposed to do, man, informing our people, man. So I just want to say
Ashay.
We have some more callers.
Huh?
Yes, sir. We have some more callers.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Call you, man.
Okay,
213. Marvell?
Yes.
We have more callers on there. A caller from the 279, would you like to say hello to the morning crew? Caller from the 213, would you like to say good morning to the morning crew?
This is a 279 number. I'm just calling to send my blessings. I'm just going to sit back and listen and observe and possibly put what I feel on my TV station.
That's the real. Hey, real. All right. The 213, you say?
213 as well. 213. Feel free to say hello. All right, you're listening to the Wise Words with One Gone Show. I'm going to mute myself because I am out in Clear Lake catching these big crappie. And, yeah, understand me, I needed this break. And so I'm going to go ahead on and let Marvell run the show. Please mute your phone. Go on your setting on your phone and mute your phone if you're not talking. With that being said, good morning.
Right on. Hey, so listen, Wally, if you're still there.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, we serve
I'm
you.
Here.
Okay, we appreciate you calling in. This your first time calling?
Yes, sir, brother. You know, I got the number yesterday from Big Money Griff, you know it.
Right on,
yeah.
Right on. Well,
What day is we can always call in on Friday or what?
No. We're open for business Monday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. In California.
Okay.
So if you're in California, it's 9 to 11, and I guess it gets more Eastern. It gets a little more like 12 to 2. But if you're in California, it's 9 to 11 every weekday morning, and we're consistent. So unless something happens by the for the station, we're gonna be on here.
Okay, so my brother, what's your name? What's your name?
My name is Marvell. My name is Marvell.
Marvell.
My
brother.
Yes, sir. Let me share something with you. That you presented what you echoed what we talk about regularly on this show.
That's right.
Not just talking about what it is that we deserve. We talk about strategies to how to carry the message to make it understood that we know as a people what we deserve, and we stand as a people to represent that message. So I appreciate you echoing what it is that we do. And Griff does the same thing since he's been here. We talk about reparations a lot. As a matter of fact, we had a colorful exchange yesterday about the same. Yet aside from you, what I'm gonna have to do is because when we opened up the show, you probably weren't on yet, but we'll open up the show with me having a distinction to point out, right? So this is not has probably nothing to do with you, but it has something to do with the show yesterday. So the distinction that I want to point out, the difference between audacity and courage. There is a clear distinction between the two. So what happened yesterday was a heated, animated exchange that took place with a number of some of our regulars and a few people that were coming on that are periodic. And then we had one person that had never, like yourself, while he had never been on here, that shared some things, and it got stirred up, and then it got to be kind of an unfortunate airing to people like you who might have been listening. So, yesterday I say that we experienced what I call audacity. Now I'm suggesting that we experience today what's called courage, and that is the courage for those who were involved in that fray, used language that was uncoming, and called names, and interrupted and overcalled and were belligerent. I'm suggesting that those people demonstrate the courage to apologize to our listening audience and to our body. So I'm wondering if I can get someone to step up and represent that which we represent here. It was reconciliation and forgiveness. And a lot of times people do it because they do it from the heart, but a lot of times they do it because you're being asked to do it. So I'm asking those people to ask for reconciliation from our audience by apologizing for their behavior. So the line is open.
Well, I'm going to say this. This is Rev. I only came on this
Rev, you were not involved. Rev, you were not involved in that.
Oh, now I got to shut up again? Now I got to shut up again.
No, I called to the floor.
I got a call on the sidebar about y'all radio station. So I just wanted to call in and look and listen basically instead of get on there because I'm always told to shut up basically. So you got to think about every side of the respect that we get. Bro, when you and Tim laugh at me, you think that's just a joke. Ha ha, you talking too much, Rev. Ha ha ha, you outspoken, Rev. It's not funny to me,
Rev.
No, I'm just saying, Marvell.
Come on, man.
I'm not across the track of being a friend, and I just called in to give a simple input, and you still want to shut me down because somebody wanted to blow up my phone so I can hear about what you guys spoke about.
Rev, come on, man.
Don't talk back. Continue on with your radio station.
Okay, Rev. All right, Rev. All right, very well. Very well, Rev. See, listen. Okay, so again, here I want you to listen, Rev, because if you're listening, this is what it is. We have some reconciliation that we're seeking on our program to set the record straight and to get some accountability. So I'm asking those who were participants in that fray yesterday to demonstrate the courage to apologize to our listening audience. And that's why the line is open for that.
Brother Marvell.
Sir.
Okay, so this is one going again. I'm listening. I'm trying not to say nothing. Yeah, get off right here. And so we don't need anyone to – yesterday it ended well enough for us to move forward. Sister Clarice, First Lady of Radio, said she liked the way it ended because we did end it in a mending type of way. And so we don't need to go and ash into that because, see, we is a hurt people, man. Listen to me, man. We is a hurt people, man. And sometimes we think we know it all, and sometimes we think we got it all, and sometimes we think we are healed. But every day we must heal. Every day we must check on ourselves to make sure the real us, the authentic us, presents itself. Sometimes we go off course. Sometimes we don't connect the dots. That's okay. That we still people, man. We make human errors, and that's what it is. But I don't want no one to feel any type of way on this show, man. That's what kills all these shows. That's what kills all of these positive movements. People get at each other. Next thing you know, nobody's wanting to talk. Everybody's in their feelings, and we shouldn't be that way. We shouldn't be that way. We should honor each other for what we bring. And if I don't understand you, I'm going to ask you for your number, and I'm going to give you a call, not on this show. I'm not flexing. This is not flexing. This is about bringing the people together to make something happen. Every time we get something going, the momentum goes, something always an infiltrator is something that will be deployed into the mission to make it a moment. And we have to stop that. We have to stop that as people, as black people. I need to play Wake Up Everybody again so y'all can wake up in your mind. I'm not bigger than nobody. I always take the lesser for everything because I want my people to get understanding in everything that I do. I got to speak about me. I can't speak about everyone else. But for me, I'll let you walk over my back to get across the bottle of water, man. And I'll hold your hand if you're in the dark and you need a guider. But if we're not going to be on here playing with each other about wordplay, wordplay will it tears us up, man. Let's come in love, people. Let's stand. Let's stand for something, or we'll fall for everything. I'm One Gone. This is the Wise Words of One Gone Show. Let's continue.
All right. Well, I'm gonna respect that. If that's your perspective, I'm gonna respect that because you are the author of everything that we're experiencing now. So I won't press the issue, but what I think prior to our ending yesterday, I think we sort of agreed that that would be sort of like a reference to what we were going to not attempt to allow ourselves to get caught up in. And I think there was an agreement with the general body that wouldn't happen, and that we reflect on that experience to make sure that we don't relive it, because that's my concern. Is that I don't want to we want to allow people to have free expression, and we want to allow people to make errors as long as we can reconcile them before. If it opens up as we do with our healing circles and as we do with some of our sessions, is if somebody brings something to the floor and they open up, we want to make sure that there's closure before they leave. So in that regard, I'll defer to your judgment that closure was arrived at. It just plagued me overnight that some of the terminology and, you know, the name calling and stuff was a little bit more than I would ever want to relive. So hopefully the message was carried. I have an announcement for Griff and anyone else, because Griff called me up and asked me when would there be a meeting about reparations here, But this is not the state reparations, Griff. This is the Sacramento. So that might not be the one that you're interested in per se, but it is something that is taking place at the Florence Square Mall on the hold on. It's on the Saturday, March 30th, 1:30 to 3:30. It's called Sacramento Reparations Community Meeting, and it's going to be at the Florence Square Mall, and they call it the Digital Cafe. It's a new addition to the Florence Square Mall. It's kind of impressive. That's where Umar Johnson came and did his presentation at the Florence Square Mall. So that's March 30th, 1:30 to 3:30, and the question is, should our city of Sacramento pursue reparations at the local level? That's that meeting. So anyone in Sacramento that's curious or interested in finding out what steps to take to initiate that here in Sacramento, that's something that's going to take place once again on the 30th of March at the Florence Square Mall, 1:30. So that's that report. Okay, so that's our local. So on the broad scale, I also attempted to contact he called me back, and I missed his call, Chris Lodgson, in regard to the state reparations movement. I don't have any new reports on that, and I'm wondering if anyone could share any new reports. I don't want to take up the whole segment unless it just flows that way, because I have another matter I'd like to bring to the floor to be discussed and considered. But if anyone has any new reports on the state of our state reparations status, I'd appreciate hearing from you right now.
All right.
Damn,
Mark the Disciple. Mark the Disciple. Double R.
Yeah, Double R. I ain't got nothing new. I said everything yesterday.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I had when I was in school, they had a class, and it was a class that the teacher was a white woman, and the name of the class was the ethics class, and in it we discussed different types of behaviors group to group, right? And one of the behaviors we got really riveted on was a category called unearned privilege. Unearned privilege. And what was defined to me as meaning that people who receive something and get used to receiving something, and they really ain't done nothing to earn it, but they get so used to receiving it that their sense of entitlement makes them feel that you have no right to question it or try to take it away from them. So in regard to that, this entitlement that we're experiencing now with folk that are holding back and giving excuses for why we can't excel properly and all of that, it to me it's clear that they're experiencing that thought process is that I deserve it, but you don't, because you're not me. And that's basically all I could see, because I'm going to say this once again, and I want you to examine it, that if you want to talk about patriotism in this country, the real true patriots are black folks. We fought for this country several wars, numerous wars, fighting now to represent this country, harvested the crops that made this country rich, cotton and tobacco, invented things that made this country worldwide accepted, things that if they didn't invent it, if our black brothers and sisters didn't invent it, this country wouldn't be anywhere near where it was, because we invented things that were essential to the world, not just to this country. Then when we went, they were silver and bronze at most in the Olympics. They were chomping at the bit, attempting to reach gold in the Olympics, because that Olympic competition was a statement of where you are in the world and how much power you can wield because of your ability to perform. And they started getting gold regularly when we got there. We brought gold to the United States of America. So when you look at the dossier and say, what is a patriot? I say,
good morning. How
that's what patriotism represents, and that's what we are. We are the true patriots. So for anyone that consider themselves beyond us or entitled to more of us, I think it's a falsehood for them to think that way. But the moreover of it is, I think it's a tragedy if we don't think better of ourselves than the folks who are entitled seem to think of us. So the floor is open for any comments or any responses.
Yeah, Double R here. What they talk about privilege, I mean, look at here. White privilege, all that privilege, is nothing but racism. I yield.
I say, I go with that, too. I go with that, too, Double R. And so, Double R, I appreciate you coming on, man. You've been a soldier, man. You always got your paper and pen out. And, man, whatever may have struck a nerve, I'm going to ask that God continue to bless you, because you're a mighty man in God, and we need brothers like you to get to where we're going. So I used to hear a push and a pull in your voice. I'm just hearing a pull. I need to push, baby. I need to push. Hey, so Big Money Grip got off, and I wanted to ask him a question, because I didn't want – If somebody wanted to come to the reparations thing on March 30th and they wanted to come from the moon, God damn it, they need to come. They need to come. I don't care where they come from, because what's happening is not – hello?
Okay. You got cut out.
So mute your phone.
Somebody needs to mute.
So watch this. Reason I say that, because the people here might not have the willingness, like the person that's coming 1,000 miles that got that fire to get to that and some knowledge about the thing to push it, right? Say if they had it in Los Angeles. And I know a lot about it, and I've been going to reparations statewide or whatever, and so I got a lot of clarity. And so I could be that extra help in a room full of people that are not in the know. So that's why I say that. I say that those that are down with the cause, know about the cause, need to be in the room. I don't care where you come from. If you know about it, because your personality might be the one that strikes that individual that's not in the know. And so that's anything we do in life. If you have the knowledge, please pass that on to those that do not have it, because what's happening is they don't get the knowledge. People that are connecting to them don't have a real spirit that connects with them, so they listening with half an ear and not really hearing what the person is saying because of the delivery sometimes, maybe the attitude sometimes, maybe you like me. See how I talk aggressive like this? Some people can't get it aggressive. They think I'm arguing. They think I'm yelling. But, no, this is how I deliver in this type of manner. So what I'm asking y'all
again, man, because this show has been going great. This show has been going great. The players on here are spectacular. I mean, man, I when I get off of here, I don't know about y'all, but I re-listen to every show, not to critique it, but just to listen at my people and the opinions that they have, so I know how to start the next show and what to put out there, right? And I put this out there for everyone to listen. Now, I want to get on Rev. We're not talking about nothing but Rev right now. Because, see, Rev got on here like I'm playing with him, laughing at him. Man, I ain't got time to play no games. Don't come on here like that. All you do is come on here talk about what Rev got. Now, I know you'll come and help, and that's good, brother. And I tried to put my hand out to you and show you that I will go and make some things happen for you. We started, but we ain't revisit that. And then you got to think. I got five jobs. I'm like a Jamaican. I got five jobs. If I can't get with you, I'm going to send somebody to you. I'm not going to disqualify you. I'm not going to disqualify you, my brother. So what I need you to do is come to that men's healing circle on Wednesday, bring your paperwork, and I'm going to give you some time to tell me and my brothers how we can assist you instead of coming on here talking about we laughing and playing with you, because I ain't got time to play with nobody. For you, Rev, I love you, and, man, we could do some great things if you want to. First of all, we got to get your paperwork together. We got to get your paperwork together. You ain't filed nothing. You ain't paid the $800 on the LLC. So we need to find out how we're going to get all that shit together. Other than that, I love you, brother. Don't ever think I'm going to play with you. Don't ever think I'm going to laugh at you. If I chee-chee-ha-ha, it's because you said some shit that's funny to me. It ain't because I'm laughing at you. So I wanted that to be heard. Again, this show is not to disrespect, and we're not going to start now. I'd rather shut this shit off, you know. I pay for it, so I just don't pay for it. But I would like to keep this thing going because it's unity that I'm looking for on here. It's brothers that really, and all of us is like-minded. It didn't get chaotic till we start talking about politics. Then people start getting into their thoughts, their opinions. See, opinions and facts are different. Facts is facts. Opinions, everybody got one like an asshole. I'm going to pass the mic.
So
yeah,
in regard
double
to...
Double
okay, double R, go, man. Got you.
Okay, man, appreciate this time, man. Yesterday was where we needed to be sometime, man, because we have to understand that reparations is a real touchy feeling. A lot of people come over here, like you say, come on with opinions. But you got to understand, when I bring reparations on here, I bring some heavy hitters. I'm a heavy hitter. I'm a frontliner. You can go to every meeting from meeting 7 all the way to 18. I'm the first one to speak. When I came up with meeting 7, I had to go back and look at meeting 1 all the way to 6 and look at the whole 8 hours to understand what these folks is talking about. So everybody coming in here just dibbing and dabbing into it, go do your research first. Go look at every single meeting. Read the book that we accomplished at the end last June. So don't come on here with this old, I think we need to do this, I think we need to do that. We got resolutions to this. Everybody want to talk about this and that, and talk about the voting and all that. We got strategies on here to hit these crackers on top of their head. And when I say cracker, that's what they call theyself when they crack that whip. And I'm not being disrespectful when I say it. So when I talk about reparations, respect me. I'm not no Johnny come lately in this movement. I've started the no reparations, no vote, 1619 party, 1619 matters. So all I got to say is that this, everybody need to hold their own opinion to yourself. Listen to me, Big Money Griff, Chris Lodges, Bishop Henry. We bringing you reparations to your face. I yield.
And I appreciate you making that distinction about the cracker so that everybody knows it's not a slur. It's what they call themselves when they did crack whips to keep order within the structure of our people, to keep control within the structure of our people. It was the whip and the gun. So the sensitivities that arrive, I just don't want for us to not focus as much as possible on addressing and healing from the sensitivities that keep us at odds oftentimes. So my brother Rev demonstrates that, and then that's why we look, and it's like really something that's almost as visible, feelable, and hearable, you know, the sensitivities, but it's not like we don't all have them, because the deeply embedded, the deeply rooted result of trauma and disappointment and reneged on agreements and game, trickery, all that stuff affects our sensitivities. And I say our, I don't really try to profile it and not say, I'm going to say myself and thinking that, but I'm just going to make a blanket statement and presume that that's one of our challenges in our experience to deal with is our sensitivities. And the more we peel away and whittle away at those, by having these kinds of exchanges, by having this kind of network for people to hear themselves, hear others, do the relativity and see how, because I'll tell you like a comedian said, he say, I understand it, but I don't condone it. And that's a good place to be, is to understand each other but not condone each other for being or more than sensitive than the issue might call for. So we're on the right. I'm not saying we're not moving in the correct and the direction that's going to bring the healing. I'm just saying that I'm continuing to focus on what it is that's the barrier to our healing, so that we can look at it. And we're turning over rocks, and we're turning, stirring up spirits and stirring up emotions. And we're getting a chance to see what it is that's going to be necessary for us to address in order to go forth as a body and get what we deserve and have earned in this country. I'll yield.
And I just want to add that
totally
we have
agree
to respect
with all
each other on this show. We have a certain respect. When somebody talks, we can't have everybody. Yesterday, that was the problem. And we need to be in control of muting their mic. I just ask everybody to be on here. If you can just listen to this short segment we did now. We're not going back and forth talking. We just need everybody to say what you say, land your plane, yield, or whatever you say, I say, and somebody else can carry on. I yield.
Right, and I want to reiterate on that, because we've been having some good shows, and a lot of good topics have come through this broadcast, and I'd like to think that we got some resolutions on some things from this broadcast. And going forward, we all have to be accountable. We have to be reliable and dependable. That's what it's going to take for us to come together in unity. We have to learn to love one another. See, we've been taught to hate one another for various reasons. And he keeps throwing things out there to throwing a monkey wrench in the game, you know, just to mess us up, keep us at each other's throat. As long as he keep us divided, he got us. But boy, when we come together, man, we're something powerful. And that's what I want to see, us come together, because I know we could do it. That's what God's waiting on. And when we do it, God is there for us.
You want to talk about some unity? Last night, at the Kingsgate, I don't know what the full count is, but it had to be 120 people at Kingsgate yesterday. Not an incident of exchange where anybody was disgruntled about anything. People had smiles on their face, interacting. Families, we had mothers, fathers, and children. So what I did was, you're supposed to sign in when you come in at the desk, but you know how people get excited. They come in, they go get their skates, and they might go see somebody they ain't seen in a while to go kick it, and they missed the sign-in. So I went around and beckoned everyone to sign in, and I also said, okay, if you're a parent, did you bring your children? They said, yeah. I said, well, put them down, too. I don't know. It had to be 100-something. It had to be 40 kids, and the rest teenagers and parents, and that's an example of what it looks like to come together in harmony. All them kids out there skating, not one incident where somebody ran into somebody and got hurt or someone did a prank or anything. Everyone was in accordance with the event that we're here to enjoy ourselves and to be among ourselves and get used to the practice, get used to being around each other and looking beyond the shortcomings and seeing the strengths in each other. So in order for that to happen, we have to get together. So I'll swing to the Florence Square Mall. Florence Square Mall is one of the most picturesque places I've been in since I've been in this city. I've been in the city since 2009. And have been nowhere that is more picturesque than the Florence Square Mall. But one of the things about it is I can walk through there any given day on a daily basis, and I can walk through there, and all I see is vendors inside the store, maybe a few people milling around, but I don't see the type of influx that allows us to get around each other, get the feel for each other, and learn how to be together in a form of harmony, or at least in unison. We can get in unison, and then we can harmonize after we learn each other's voices, right? So these are the things that are in place right now for us to participate in. Just show up, right? It's really just one of them just show up things. That's what happened last night. People just showed up, and guess what happened? All they did was show up, because I said it oftentimes when Tim announced it, I would say, wait a minute, let me get this straight. You saying we skate for free, we eat for free, and all we got to do is show up? And that's a powerful seed to plant, because oftentimes you got to pay to go to places. But you don't have to here, and people took advantage of that. And so now I think that it's a good precedent to be set for us to practice getting together with the faith that if we keep doing it, we're going to be in harmony. Or start with unison and then harmony. But that's what happened last night. That's an excellent report when it comes to unity, what we're talking about now.
I say, yeah, I hate I missed it last night. I was getting my car worked on, but I sent my granddaughter. She went. I don't know if my grandsons didn't go, but I know one of my granddaughters went. But we always have a good time out there. It's just nice to see a bunch of us get together and have fun. And it don't only just be our people out there. It be mixed races out there. But everybody gets together and have fun in unison. And that's what God wants. That's what God loves. And we just got to get it together so we can do more of it. I digress.
Larry. Larry, you there? Oh,
yeah,
Larry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I was going to say, come on, man. Because listen, yesterday I called out and you had left. And, I want to make sure that you hear us declare the victory that we had with your grandson. What's his first name?
Ajuan.
Ajuan. Ajuan,
yeah.
Jones. They call him AJ, a 14-year-older. And I'll profile it again for those who may not be aware of it. Tim and I and Mark, and we have a body of men who really focus on the youth that are experiencing some challenges and expressing themselves or having anger issues or you know, have resentment issues or whatever it is, we attempt to create breakthroughs so that they can see more of themselves and less of the circumstance. And we pour in regularly with these young folks. We're in the schools, and we have we have sessions on Saturday where we deal with the youth about marijuana. We have the youth healing circle, and then all the time, this young man was such a challenge for us to have a breakthrough with that he came to the youth healing circle, but he was in our men's healing circle regularly, where the men would pour in and attempt, and all he would do was like look around and look bored and shrug his shoulders and say, "I don't know, I don't care." Those were his phrases. When he asked something, he'd shrug his shoulder, "I don't care, I don't know, I don't care." However, a breakthrough occurred where one day he came up to me and he said, because he had promised us that he could cook, right? And his grandfather attested to it, said, "Yeah, oh yeah, he could cook. He want to be a chef, right?" I said, "Yeah, okay, well, that sounds good. Chef, that's a very good profession to consider." But in the meantime, this young man is, he's on basketball team, he's on the football team, and he's one of them go-tos got to have on the team for them to win type of dude. All-star, right? But he doesn't talk, and he doesn't express himself very much, and he gets in trouble in school, gets suspended, and get caught up in little peer pressure stuff, doing goofy stuff that send him home and all that and all that. So he had told us that he would do it, prepare a meal, and we told him, say, "Yeah, if you prepare us a meal, we'll bless you and pay you, man, to do that, if you'll do that." So that was like 2 months ago he said it. And so the week before last, he came up to me and he said, "I'm cooking for y'all next week." And I said, "Oh, yeah, really?" I said, "Okay, well, I'm looking forward to it." Man, this dude came in there. I came in there, and the table was set up. Everything was foiled up, big pans, big foil pans. I don't know what's in it, right? But I'm seeing the foil pans, and I'm seeing him grinning. And I look over, and he, like, gave me a thumbs up like I took gas. Yeah, yeah. So man, we finally got to the point where we were eating, man, and Lord have mercy. This young boy put it down. I'm talking about macaroni and cheese, cornbread, greens with the little bits of beef cut up in it with some nice little seasoning, some chicken, two types of chicken. One was some kind of broiled chicken, and the other was kind of garlicky. I still got some in the house. As a matter of fact, when I get through, I'm going to go finish it off. I was waiting on my wife to get it, but she taking too long, so she going to miss out. I tried to hold out, but, hey, baby girl, you know, you didn't take care of your business, so I'll take care of it for you. So I'm going to eat that cornbread up with them green beans. And I'm gonna once again relive that experience of this young man preparing enough food for, how many was it? It was like 5, 10, 15, about 17 men, 17 of us. Might have had to be a 17 of us, because we had a pretty full session that day. 17 men, excuse me, and it was enough, excuse me, it was enough left for people to take plates back to their home, and believe me, they took them. They were scraping the macaroni and cheese pan off the side. You hear me? So that's a report that I want to make, and make sure, Larry, that you tell him that I said it with excitement, that he stepped up, represented, took and kept his word, and delivered exquisitely. Exquisitely, he delivered. So we want to keep encouraging this kind of turnaround. I tell him that he's on the turn, and he'll say, "Yeah, I'm on the turn." I say, "You're on the turn, little brother. You're on the turn." So he's on the turn, and we want to keep on experiencing this kind of breakthrough as long as we keep on staying forthright and be consistent with our young people and be consistent with each other. There will be breakthroughs with us as we stay consistent, like the people that come on here regularly. the breakthroughs are hopefully occurring. I've heard Clarice declare her breakthrough, right? I've heard Double R declare his breakthrough. So all we need to do is just keep coming together and keep learning about each other and keep accepting the shortcomings as just something that exists, but something that can be worked through if we continue to work together. I'll yield.
Okay, Brother Marvin, I appreciate that. All my brothers and everybody. Yes, he was really excited about that. Now he's looking forward. Tomorrow, the 16th Saturday, I'll be 65. So I'm waiting on him to surprise me of what he's going to cook next. So that's what I got.
Hey, you sharing? Hey, is you going to share? You going to share?
Oh, no, I can't
with
share.
A brother?
I can't share now. I can't stand this. I got fat like a fat rat.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
No, I lost over 100 pounds within the last year, so here. Now I'm finna gain some of it back on my birthday tomorrow and then lose it again.
Oh, man. All right, man. All right. Well, hey, just tell me about it then. Make sure you tell me about it. I have to live vicariously through your testimony then, because I'm going in and finish off. I just thought about it. I said I put that in there. And I left it in there for my girl and looked in there and still in there. Oh, well. Poor baby.
You snooze, you lose.
Snooze, you lose.
All right, I appreciate that.
Right on.
Well, anybody got anything laying on their heart they want to talk about?
Yes, sir. Forever forward, never backward. This is Big Money Griff, the problem solver. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good man.
Good morning, brother.
Let me just say this. Those of you who have a computer, go to your engine station and type in youtube.com. And go to the border, say the border, and then say busting, grabbing. And that's going to show you the video of where I'm coming from when I want us to go through what Gil Scott-Heron told us years ago, the revolution won't be televised when we talk about reparations. So I want you to see where I'm coming from as to the visuals. You know, it's how you market your stuff. It's what Brother Marvell was talking about. And thank you, Marvell, for your presentation and understanding of the brother that cookie, that good meal, you know, forever forward, never backwards. And it just sounds like it was a very tasty meal. And it makes me wish that I had been there, because I like a good meal every now and then. You know what I'm saying? You know, because it's important that we eat right so that we can be right, so we can be mentally, physically, spiritually, economically correct when we come and deal with each other on a serious basis. But what I was trying to convey to you is that I was able to go to my archives, and find some more information that I wanted to disseminate to you guys, but at the same time, I don't want to take up all the time, but I just wanted to drop that dime on you that when it comes to documentation of substantiation and verification of the information, I got it. I got it. So that's where that's at. But I'm just listening, you know, and glad to hear that you guys had a good time at the skating ring, you know, and no one got hurt, and no one got in an altercation. I'm happy to hear that. You know, that shows a lot of love, man, and I appreciate hearing that, man. I really appreciate, for an OG like me, I appreciate hearing that, man. You know, you have no idea how much I appreciate hearing that, man. That shows me that we're making progress, forever forward, never backwards. And I got a list of the I have a list of all the people who received reparations and the amount of land that they received in terms of the Indians. I also have the slave insurance policy. So whatever you want me to share with you in regards to how our slave owners hired us, bought us on the slave block, and then at the age of 10 years old, got $400 for a housewife at the age of 10 years old, Mary Jane. She was 10 years old. He got $400, and she was a housewife, and she died after 6 months. So, and then we have Polly, who was 18 years old. He got $900. He was a house servant. We have Ben, who was 13 years old. He was a house servant. We have Stanford, who was 19 years old. He was a farmhand that was killed within 6 months. We have Hanama, who was 45. He was a cook. He was a cook, Marvell. And then we have Nancy, who was 16. She was a house servant. And so I got